This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here's this week's top headline. WIP expansion continues. Public comments on proposed panels 11 and 12 due Monday, October 4th. At what point will the New Mexico Environment Department acknowledge the Department of Energy's proposals for the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP for what they are? Expansion of the Underground Geologic Repository for National Defense-Related Radioactive and Hazardous Waste. The Stop Forever WIP Coalition, of which CCNS is a member, formed to educate and encourage public involvement in DOE's proposed expansion plans. The coalition envisions a future of fairness and safety where New Mexicans are informed and involved in protecting public health and the environment. You are invited to join the efforts to stop the expansion of the nuclear waste dump site in New Mexico. One step you can take right now is to submit a public comment to the Environment Department about DOE's proposal to mine three new access drifts to the west of the existing disposal site and construct and use two waste disposal panels, 11 and 12. DOE plans to begin mining in October, after the start of the federal fiscal year 2022. A one-click public comment letter is available at stopforeverwhip.org. The public comment letter also requests that the Environment Department proceed with the WIP permit renewal, which should consider all of the proposed expansions at one time. Many people believe that the permit renewal, which has been delayed for almost 2 years, should proceed before any further permit modifications are considered. In total, DOE plans five, quote-unquote, west wing access drifts, each parallel to one another and approximately 2,400 feet long. From the southernmost drift, the proposed panels 11 and 12 are planned to be constructed directly to the south of the proposed shaft number 5, which is under permitting consideration by the Environment Department. The Environment Department can prevent the mining of three of the access drifts and panels 11 and 12 until such time as there is a final decision on the permit modification, which could take at least 18 months. Due to the significant public interest in DOE's expansion plans, a public hearing would be held. On Wednesday, October 6th, from 3 to 5 p.m., the New Mexico Radioactive Waste Consultation Task Force, sometimes called the, quote, Governor's WIP Task Force, end quote, will hold an online and telephonic public meeting. There will be time for public comment to discuss WIP expansion. A primary duty of the task force is to negotiate with the federal government about WIP. Please visit CCNS's website, nuclearactive.org, for a registration link for the virtual task force meeting. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, be sure to listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platforms.